Odes to onions, serenades to cereal, reggae's for radishes. Good nutrition was never so musical.
Once upon a time you didn't know what to choose, but now there's a guide full of every food. Well, it's the food pyramid. It's the food pyramid.
The musical duo known as Kathy and Marcy have created a melodic guide to a healthy diet, a children's CD titled Bon Appetit. It includes musical advice on what to eat and how to wash it all down.
Now soda's not water and neither is juice, though your body squeezes water out of all of your food. Before you get thirsty, it's time to think about a cool glass of water. It's the perfect drink.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer are 8-time Grammy nominees. Their CDs have been characterized by a nutritious blend of sophisticated arrangements and eclectic musical styles.
They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato.
For Bon Appetit, Kathy and Marcy worked with nutritionists from the World Bank and the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Kathy Fink says they work to identify the key issues surrounding children and a balanced diet.
In the last 20 years, childhood obesity has really grown as a very big health concern. And of course, it is being documented as leading to lots and lots of disease and ill health for these kids when they grow up.
The duo not only sing about different things to eat, but also the sources of food.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
The garden song has been around for a long time, and it was written by David Mallet.
Marcy Marxer.
It's really about farming, about growing your own food or having your little garden, where whatever it is, your little space, where you can plant your seed and watch it grow and reap the harvest.
You know, times are different, and we don't live on farms, most of us. And we buy our food in stores, in packages, and don't really think about where it came from, where it grew, you know, how it came to us.
Bon Appetit also features songs about staying active. There's one about aerobics. Another tune is about a piece of exercise equipment that has stood the test of time.
Hula hoop, hoop. Everybody hula hoop, hoop. Getting rowdy, hula hoop, hoop. Everybody moving in a circle, let your hips swing and sway.
Bon Appetit is not just about fun and games. The CD also deals with hunger and eating disorders.
You know, there's a great awareness amongst adults about things like anorexia, bulimia, other eating disorders that kids end up getting as early as late elementary school, early junior high school. And so we decided to try to do something that really was about a kid. And we had a kid actually sing the song. Katie Fallon has a beautiful voice, talking about the fact that there's a lot of pressure around them to look a certain way.
Kids in my school make you want to feel cool, and you want to fit in and belong. They say what to wear, what to do with your hair, but for me, I think it's all wrong. The clothes that they pick seem to fit on a stick, not a real kid who's growing like me. And I don't really care to color my hair, I just want to grow up to be me.
We're all a bit different, and we're a little the same. We come in different sizes, and we have lots of names. But deep inside, the most important thing is respecting everyone. And that includes respecting yourself as number one.
There are some messages that are best delivered from one kid to another, and that's why we chose to have neither one of us sing the lead vocal, because the same vocal done by one of us is an adult talking to a kid, whereas if it goes from kid to kid, then they're identifying with each other.
And we don't shy away from difficult subjects. We never have. Pete Seeger says you can talk to kids about anything if you do it in a positive way, in a way that doesn't leave them down.
Critics have praised Kathy and Marcy for the sophistication of their albums. They've received numerous awards for their writing and arranging, and for maintaining cutting-edge production values.
With children's music, the world is completely open. We can do any style. We can bring in a jazz band, we can bring in a steel drum band, we can bring in a gypsy band, and it still works because it's a theme of kids that ties it all together. So, artistically, we just pull out the stops. It's like fantasy land, and it's about as good as recording gets.
And it's not just for kids. We're clearly aware of the fact that parents are listening to stuff with kids all the time. This is in the car. We get emails all the time from people who go, this got us from California to Baltimore and back. And also I feel like by using the highest possible standards of musicianship, of recording quality, we are also giving the best to kids. And so often they get the second-rate stuff, you know, so often, oh, well, it's just for kids, you know, we don't have to charge as much, we don't have to have as good a sound system, we don't have, you know, and we feel the opposite. No, I want them to have the best.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser, their latest CD is titled Bon Appetit. There are excerpts of the CD, links to recipes, and food jokes at npr.org. Vacation begins today. I'll talk with you again on Labor Day. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Pettit.
The higher you climb, the less you need.